miss the day. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Supreme Court still has 18 cases yet to rule on and will issue more opinions this morning. The most anticipated one involves abortion after the leaked draft opinion showed conservative justices ready to overturn the decision that legalized abortion in favor of states' rights to restrict it.
Teenage pro-abortion activists are planning to return to the steps of the Supreme Court. They're vowing to wage a disruptive resistance in the hopes of stopping the high court from overturning Roe v. Wade.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Protesters have also been outside justices' homes. There are primary runoffs today in Alabama and Georgia.
Poll watchers are wondering how far former President Donald Trump's influence reaches yet again. In Georgia, former Democrat state lawmaker, now Republican Vernon Jones, is seeking a GOP congressional nomination with a Trump endorsement. He came a few points behind Mike Collins on primary day.
Fox's Heaven Brown. There are also congressional primaries in Virginia. An emotional night in Uvalde, Texas. Parents speaking out at a school board meeting after last month's shooting that left 21 students and teachers dead. Many are upset at the school board's the school's police chief, whose response that day is under scrutiny.
Pete Arredondo, he failed our kids, teachers, parents, and city. And by keeping him on your staff, y'all are continuing to fail us.
A near conflict at sea between the U.S. and Iran. The Navy says three Iranian vessels got very close to two American ships in the Strait of Hormuz yesterday. One was on a high-speed collision course but only moved away after warnings and a flare was fired. There are reports the State Department's confirmed a second American was killed in combat in Ukraine as Russia considers the death penalty for two other Americans who went to Ukraine to fight.
Russian spokesman Dmitry Peskov told NBC News that the fates of the two Americans captured in a battle near Kharkiv, Ukraine, earlier this month, will be decided by a Russian court. He says they're not likely to be protected by Geneva Conventions for prisoners of war because they weren't part of Ukraine's regular army.
That's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Nobel Peace Prize winning Russian who does not support the Ukraine invasion has given the prize up, selling it, but not keeping the money.
The Nobel Peace Prize given up by a Russian journalist to help Ukrainian kids shatters a record.
Ladies and gentlemen, done! Over $100 million.
The live auction Monday night for Dmitry Muratov's gold medal. Its proceeds go to UNICEF to raise money for Ukrainian child refugees. Muratov saying it's to help give them a chance. He was awarded the prize last October for his work at a now-closed independent Russian newspaper. Heritage Auctions not confirming the identity of the buyer, but saying the winning bid was made by proxy. The most ever paid for a Nobel Prize medal previously was $4.76 million in 2014. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Democrats in charge of the House committee probing last year's Capitol riot plan another hearing today, focusing on Trump attempts to pressure state officials to overturn election results. The former president calls the investigation a fraud and a witch hunt. A Nebraska man faces up to 2 years in prison after pleading guilty in federal court to threatening a Colorado elections official.
It's the first such plea under a new federal task force designed to protect election workers across the country. Prosecutors say 42-year-old Travis Ford made threats against Colorado Secretary of State Gina Griswold on social media. Griswold has received thousands of threats for her stance that the 2020 election was secure and former President Trump's claims of a stolen election are false.
Fox's Rich Dennison. On Wall Street, stocks could rebound from last week's big sell-off. Dow futures about 400 points higher. The Lightning strike in hockey's Stanley Cup final.
Halak crossed with Kucherov. Now dumps for Stamkos. Halak scores!
Andre Palat in Tampa Bay beat Colorado 6-2 in Game 3 on ABC after the Lightning lost the first two, so the Avalanche still lead the final with Game 4 tomorrow night. Tampa's trying to win a third straight championship. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.